I was at home. It was in the evening, and her husband, John, who I'm good friends with, called me and was the one who told me, like, immediately upon finding out. She was my nearest, closest confidant when it came to discussing the hard stuff of, like, critiquing yourself. And Chris was somebody I could sort of lay bare, you know, my anxieties about my own work, where it's going, and she could do the same with me, and so I've lost that ability right now.
This is Malcolm Mobutu Smith, professor of ceramics at IU Bloomington. He's talking about his colleague of 17 years, Crystal Boger, who on June 17th, 2018, passed away unexpectedly.
Crystal represented one of the upper echelons of the tradition of figurative ceramics in contemporary art right now. She's synonymous with the figure in clay. We were on the map as an institution of ceramics because Chris's presence, because her works are so iconic. They represented a kind of sophistication of concept and strategy, and there were just no loose edges with her objects, and people knew her work and they were excited by it, and it just represented the highest standards that we seek for our people in clay.
Crystal's work has been featured in several high-profile galleries across the country and can be found on several banners in major cities. Many of her pieces during these exhibitions were used as the example for quality and attention to detail. There isn't a Crystal Boger style, per se. Malcolm explained that style is kind of a dirty word in ceramics. While he was working on a creation of his own, he told me that instead of style, Crystal had her own unique voice that spoke through her art.
It's cultivated through decades of practice and nuancing her attitudes, her ideas, and her methodologies. But there certainly is a Boger quality of excellence in work. Trying to make something as good as her work is what someone would be chasing. She had a very strong routine that she had for herself. She knew that she needed to work, she needed to be in the studio, and that things, when they would get out of balance, would sort of simmer up and bubble up in her very clearly. And so she kept herself very regimented about having a certain amount of time in the studio, almost down to measuring the days and hours that she was doing it and keeping a very strong routine for herself. She needed that to be healthy in the studio practice. In her case, she literally uses the human figure, and she made them in between life size and figurine size intentionally. So they're about one third life size. And so this puts them in a strange space or an uncanny space. They're reduced, and so they become diminutive to us, and yet they're very, very opulent. They're very specifically pay attention to correct anatomy, but there's slight distortions, there's exaggerations, there's extremeness in the poise that they represent. And then they're usually decorated in a white, very lustrous glaze that makes them very jewel-like, and then they have decorations that reference other ceramic histories as far as decorations, either blue and white period, Delft ware from Europe. But they're all meant to add to the opulence of the object. She was very pragmatic about how she worked, and I'm quite sure that she was diligent about researching. I mean, she loved going over to Europe and collecting images, and she obviously studied classical forms. She would quote certain classical positions, but she also used herself. I mean, the primary model is the human being, the live model, and she would often either hire models or have yourself always at the ready as a reference point. And you'll see Chris, little hints of Chris here and there, and especially in the faces of all of her figures, because when it comes down to it, even when she's using a separate model, because you are in a solitary situation, if you need to make a reference for how to qualify a head or a twist of a nose or a curl of a mouth or an eye, the immediate one is you in the mirror. And she often worked with a mirror in her studio. So Chris is embedded in all of her work. There's a bit of self-portrait in all of her pieces.
I arrived at IU Bloomington's Grunewald Gallery to see these figures in person, and I couldn't get over how profound they are. They look like Greek gods and goddesses. Several of these figures come from Crystal's series titled Offshore. Back in 2009, the series was a part of the Smithsonian's Renwick Gallery. But instead of holding a lightning bolt or trident, these figures are holding pool toys.
So we have a seahorse winding its way behind the figure that is poised with its fingers anointed in gold or silver, in this case a kind of a silvery platinum color, to heighten the position of the hand and what it might be doing. So one hand is close to the breast and the other one is sort of out in an offering. The body is in a nicely twisted position with the knees pointed one way, the elbows pointing another, and the head twisted in a counterpoise position.
It's difficult to understand Crystal's vision or inspiration without hearing her talk about it, or for someone like Malcolm to speak on her behalf. But for the Offshore series, I found a recording from a talk Crystal gave at the Renwick Gallery about her reasoning behind these playful toys.
The inflatable thing started with a piece called Offshore, and I was really thinking about offshore banking. It was an article that I read. And the idea that we can shelter ourselves, that we can protect ourselves with our wealth, with our culture, with any of the things that we really hold dear. When we know that things are always kind of transient, and so that's where the pool toys came from. Those are our sort of the little sea monsters, and they're fairly innocuous.
Grunewald Gallery is displaying Crystal's work until March 2nd, serving as a memorial for this master of clay. In a way, Crystal lives on through her work. As Malcolm said, the shape of her nose or the curl of her mouth is embedded in many of these pieces. And if you listen hard enough, you just might hear Crystal's voice in the message each of these figures carry. For WFIU Arts, I'm Rick Brewer.